you're very welcome to Irish Protect with me, John Morley. It's episode 19, and coming up on the programme today, we speak to Michael Curran, the head of Building Services, Energy and Utilities at the University of Galway, about their carbon pledge. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can text and WhatsApp us on 086 38 33 553. Email irishprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. You can also phone reception on 091 77 0077. There is more info on this initiative on irishprotect.ie, where you can take the carbon footprint calculator and also complete a very quick survey. All that plus lots more coming up on this edition of Irish to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Michael Curran. He is the head of Building Services, Energy and Utilities at the University of Galway. Michael, very good morning to you. You're here to talk to us all about the carbon pledge the university has taken. Tell us a bit about it.
Thanks, John, and thanks for bringing me into the studio to talk. The carbon pledge has come around through the university's carbon roadmap to 2030. And as part of that, we're sort of trying to encourage and empower staff to reduce their carbon footprint while they're at the university during the day. So from that, we have set out our roadmap to 2030, which is on our website. And as part of that, one of the actions is around communication. So we hear a lot about what is carbon, what is, you know, what's the symbol carbon mean, and what's the value of it. So to show that, we installed a carbon, 1 ton of carbon equivalent within the quadrangle. So that cube is installed and it's 8 meters by 8 meters by 8 meters tall, which that defines, that's 1 ton of carbon. Just to show our staff and our students and the community what 1 ton is. And in reference to 1 ton, a single flight in New York in economy class is 1 ton.
Okay. And the idea behind the cube then, it gives a good visual of it for people. And I suppose that will allow them to see how it can quantify and like the difference you can make with it. And you've taken a lot of actions here as well. I'm looking at your sustainable development goals. You have 17 separate goals there that you're hitting.
Yeah, so as part of sustainable development goals, we are looking at different areas around energy, well-being and cities. And from that, they all marry together under the whole carbon footprint of how an operation works. For instance, our university energy, by 2030, we have to reduce by 3,500 tons of carbon. So the cube shows 1 ton, so we have to reduce that by 3,500. Our overall carbon reduction by 2030, we have to reduce over 25,000 ton in our operations and how we do things in research, procurement, but also our daily travel to work and also as part of our research travel.
Mm. And a lot of this has been brought on by the government's climate action plan and the effects it has on bodies like yourselves.
Yeah, for sure. Government has set out, and I suppose it's through the European directives, we have to reduce our carbon footprint by 50% by 2030, but also our energy footprint by 2030 as well. And on that side, we have currently, we're at 49.6 on our energy. We've had a really brilliant 10 years where we've been reducing our campus energy consumption and how we operate our buildings, whether it's through, you know, the lectures, times for machines or equipment operating, etc.
Absolutely. Now, I know that as part of the action plan, the University of Galway will hold a sustainability assembly in January of next year, and following which the proposals will be determined to assist in the journey towards energy use reduction. And you've done a lot of work on the ground there in terms of that energy. And I know that's one of your title there, the head of energy and utilities and building services as well. Just talk to us a bit about the different energy plans you've put in place to become more sustainable.
So I suppose our roadmap sets out to 2030, what we're trying to achieve. And just to go reference back to the assembly, we had a successful day back last January where we looked at an energy expo on campus, bringing in suppliers, installers around solar panels, insulation. We had daily talks from different bodies. But also then we've just had the Galway Energy Summit, which again was the next step. So the idea of the assembly is that once you make your pledge as part of this carbon cube, that we all get together in January and we sit down and look at the basically 9 objectives that we've set out on our roadmap: leadership, governance, in terms of communication, in terms of travel. So from that, we say, well, let's come up with more ideas to see how, as a community, we can empower either our students or our staff to basically achieve the target set out. on campus ourselves, we have like we've close to 0.5 megawatt of solar PV on our roofs. You won't see that, but we have plans for a solar farm up on North Campus. We've also got plans for our biodiversity. We have the route, I think our colleagues were in previously speaking with you on that. And again, water reduction, and we have an on-site network of 20 EV charging points. So again, all our campus vehicles now are changing to electric vehicles. Our bus through campus from the park and ride has changed from fossil fuel, now it's an electric bus. So from that side, we're channeling as much from the operation side and the research to see how can we can improve as much as possible.
And I suppose with that, you're hitting carbon where it hurts as well. You might just talk about the different scopes of carbon, because I know transport is one of the main ones.
Yeah, so basically carbon's measured around three scopes. So scope one would be, you know, your gas, your oil that you burn to heat your buildings. Scope two then is around your electricity that you bring in to make your buildings operate. So they're quite a small portion. They're probably about 20% of our overall footprint. And we've worked quite hard over the last 10 years to reduce that as much as possible. Scope three is then where you get into the sort of interesting bit. It's around your staff travel to work or your students to work. It's also staff travel for research. But then you're looking at procurement, which is a big area. And fortunately, the university have a great procurement team, and they've invested a lot of time in sustainability. And under our new contracts, there is, as part of the award and criteria, you do need to look at sustainability from the, I suppose, the buyers that we're buying or tendering from. And we work with our contractors to ensure that they do meet our guidelines in terms of carbon, how they're doing it. So we're learning from them, they're learning from us. The other big one then is construction. Now, construction sort of fluctuates because obviously we're looking at new developments, refurbishing our buildings. We did a refurbishment project during the summer there in the Bailey Allen Hall, where we looked at, we've put in a new insulation on the roof, and we put in a solar panel as well. So it's a very energy efficient building. But during the Arts Festival, when they were using it, the building was getting free electricity from the sun. It was actually a couple of, you know, so from that side, that's how we're trying to show it. We are also looking from a point of view of our Aris de Bruin building, where we are actually one of the shortlisted, bodies for the SEI Awards for energy development in a building. So that's coming up now in November. So we're hoping that we might be successful on that site. But again, it's all about showing. We have the Living Lab, and you hear a lot about Living Lab, but we're trying to take it the next step and say the Living Lab in action and say, this is what's here. Come along, bring it in the community, come and see what we've done and learn from us.
Absolutely. Now, it is a very ambitious plan, and it is dictated by government as well. But do you think you can achieve these targets you've set out?
Yeah, I'm confident we are. Like, with all plans and with all targets, you set it off small targets. And if you can have thought a small bit every year, and again, that's where we're looking at from a point of view. We've set targets, we've got the roadmap, we have a list of projects right out to 2030. And from the social side, in terms of our staff and our students, it's giving them the knowledge, you know, whether it's through the assembly, whether it's through workshops, whether it's through, you know, even looking at how can we, you know, empower them to maybe look at an electric car or refurbish their own home and learn from that as well.
Going back to the symbolic ton of carbon there in the quadrangle, did you get much reaction to it, and what was people's response to it like?
Yeah, I suppose people's reaction when it was getting built, the structure was getting built first, there was lots of ideas. We didn't tell anyone what was happening. We wanted the shock and what's this sort of arriving in the middle of the quadrangle. We had stage set up. It wasn't the Las Vegas Sphere, as a lot of people were trying to say it was. So, you know, but again, and it is the shock and awe. Look, this is what one ton is. You'll hear a lot about it over the next few years, and you hear about it, whether it's coming up in COP28. We're even seeing a reference today in the papers from, you know, the Vatican coming out with a response on carbon and CO2 levels. So it is going to be widely, published. And it's a little bit of knowledge helps in, you know, trying to reduce your own carbon footprint.
Now, finally, I know we are looking for volunteers to sign up as ambassadors to help develop the roadmap and to get the university closer to their targets.
Yeah, so as part of the Cube, we've put QR codes on the side of the Cube, which you can link onto a form and look at the different areas that you might be interested in terms of carbon, whether it's through, you know, water, whether it's through waste, whether it's through biodiversity. And again, this form is then the basis of the assembly in January. And then we can look at experts, hopefully experts within the university in each of the fields, and try and come up with the solutions and discussions.
Well, that's brilliant. We wish you all the best of luck with it as well. Michael Curran, the Head of Building Services, Energy and Utilities at the University of Galway. Thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you, John.
That is all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next week where I speak to Donald Griffin of Fair Seas. Until 11:30 next Thursday, This has been Ours to Protect.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.